Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting from our studio in Oklahoma to around the world, your host Joe Cristiano and this is your antidote to popular talk. Wait, folks, it's time for us to take control of our government. Now, the bureaucratic oversight of the federal government starves our property, our rights, and our liberty. But today, we conditionally regarding our political system. We need to be revolutionary. This is an action. Only after we recognize what is doing to our freedom and our constitution will we start taking and this program is just about that. Today we're pleased to have as our guest Professor Brady. Mr. Brady is a former Rear Intelligence Officer and Service Intelligence Security at the Citadel. Today we'll be discussing the recent attacks and terrorist attacks in general. Let's see if we can decipher why they're occurring, we can prevent them, and how we can protect ourselves. Michael, back to Liberty Talk Radio.
Joe, glad to be back with you. Thank you very much. I understand just a little bit fuzzy, but I think I heard enough. I'm here again.
Yeah, if you hold on, that seems to be the problem with the audio. Oh, you're not wearing headphones, are you?
No, but I just heard you fine right there.
Is that causing a problem with us? It's on the outside. Okay. So, let me start off by my hang-ups about all these terrorist attacks. You know, they're a cause and effect to everything. They're just size to every story. For example, Congress may say, we need to pay them, but they never tell us where it's coming from. You know? Or we do this, and they don't tell us, you know, how that affects our individual rights. These two sides of the story. We hear one side of the story constantly on mainstream media. The same goes with the terrorist attack. I'm not a terrorist attack. I don't want to die as a Muslim based, you know, and I tell them what's happening. So let's get that away. My problem is a true terrorist attack at a standalone end. Like, everything's fine. The world is all of a sudden this madman. Let's the off in a department store and whatever it may be. Then we say, look at horrible people. We never look at cause. Now, from my thinking, I understand why they're people so crazy to create chaos and kill all these people. Well, to me, well, just think. You know, today people. They just react, and they just hear on television or Twitter or on the internet, and they repeat it. But to me, it's countries that have been controlled by those powers for decades. They've been saved by the Western power for decades. They've been bought and invaded by the Western power for decades. And more recently, there have been bombings, and you know, because we're trying to kill a suspected terrorist. The Constitution that should be before you can be sent. We kill first later, and of course there's always some damage. You know, the grandmother died, a few children died, really collateral damage. What we so upset about it. They're upset that someone gets. The point where they can't take any more bomb to say, I'm back, even if it costs life. That's the way I see them demented. I'm old, I'm tired. What do you?
No, Joe, not old at all. I mean, this is an extremely complex issue, okay? You look at each of these terror years in a little bit of a different perspective. You have to ask yourself, why are terrorists doing what they're doing, and why are they doing it that they're doing it? One of the concerns that we have to do with Islamic State. Islamic State has, since 2014, created what's called the Caliphate. That's when al-Baghdadi went to 2014 and made. Now, what he said was, is that we want all the forces out of the Middle East to work with our own caliphate. He said that there are any Muslim countries that either do business, talk to, or trade with Western countries, including the States, we are going to come after you, and we're going to come after those businesses and individuals. So that's what you have going on with the Islamic State. I agree with what you're saying to some extent. They have been involved in the Middle East and other places around the world far too long. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I agree with that. What the Islamic State is doing is, they have said that their stated purpose, okay, is to attack, go after Western parties. They are either directing attacks inside Europe or inside the United States, or they are attempting to inspire those attacks in London, in France. We just had another attack by an individual who was shot at police just outside of Notre Dame. But what's happening is this creation of a caliphate is just at odds with the Muslim countries in the area, for Iran, Saudi Arabia, and others. And so it's so complex. And what's very difficult to narrow down is, why do these individuals do it? Some do think that they're going to go to heaven, they're going to be with Allah, they're going to get touched to virgin. Some might go and fight because they have no other course, no other resource to go. So I think in each case, you have to look at it differently. It's not a one-sided answer.
I'm going to be so simplistic, so single-minded, it's going to shoot for you, and I hope you don't have it. We care. I mean, what happened to no foreign entanglements? What happened to being from all the entanglements in the Middle East, in Europe, in Asia, East Asia, and we have a buffer zone, two buffer zones. God gave us these buffer zones, and we violated it. So, pond. Atlantic pond. Let them love each other. If we let them alone, there will be no reason for us to fear them. We don't fear them. We don't get in their affairs. There's very reason for them to go through the effort to come here. But then we know that we leave them alone. We allow them to practice whatever they want. In our business, look what happened in Iraq. Right, we suspected they had weapons mass destructions. You know, we all knew everyone was garbage. My dog knew it was garbage. Right, and what we do? We killed, in 2 million people and 200,000 to 300,000 children. You know, and we settle. Now, I'll be with you. If I was living there, and it was religion, it makes me Muslim or they could be, I don't know, Bokenist. That's a fake religion. Bokenist over there. I feel the same way. We can kill millions of those people over there. And they come here and they retaliate for whatever reason they may have. And 17 people get killed. These people are animals. No conscience whatsoever. We are killing people in the day in Afghanistan. Look at Syria. Look, we just. We signed a conference to the most regressive regime probably in the world. He makes him like a sweetheart, right? And,
right.
And what do you do with Yemen? And I have friends in Yemen. I'm the Yemenis. They're invisibly decimated. That's the thing. And where do they come from? Guess what? They blow you away. It's so plain. The anger that this, and we're not watching on Washington say no foreigners bring us home. How many military bases in the United States? How many U.S. bases in Arab countries? And I'm saying come home, move forward, restate the Constitution, the government of everything, and let's party. I have no opinion.
You mentioned a lot of things in there. You mentioned Yemen, you mentioned Saudi Arabia, you mentioned Syria, you mentioned Afghanistan. I think what you have to do, and I have more ideology as you do, when I came out, I do believe that we need to start back and pulling back very aggressively. But you have to ask about what will happen if we do that. And the example of 9/11. Okay. In Afghanistan, that sanctuary for Osama bin Laden. Okay. Operated there, weapons on him to the Sudanese to push him out in the mid-90s. He went to Afghanistan and he had a safe harbor. From there, he was able to prove. He was able to inspire. What ended up happening with the Trump Towers in 1998, they turned Tanzania against our own enemies. And what Osama bin Laden was retaliating for Israel and because of our efforts against Saddam in the 1990s about the no-fly zones. So we changed a little bit in the late 1990s and sort of pulling back and what ended up happening on 9/11 of the massive attack in the United States. Now I think what people push back on with you, I'm not saying that they're going to be completely, they will say, we start to withdraw. We still have the no-fly in parts of Iraq. But look what happened. That came after us. We didn't instigate anything. We weren't going after network or Taliban. And again, in that instance, I think they were coming after us no matter what. And again, that's that premise now. When you look at Syria, the philosophy that I've come to understand on those people who do cross is that we don't have the Islamic State, particularly in Raqqa and in Mosul, they all have that sanctuary. They just saw them arrive it, and it's just a matter of time before they hit. And I think that's why some people in a disagreement have to be engaged. Now, how far that goes is a debate.
When I hear you say that, I'm disagreeing, but when you say that, it's like the guy says, well, you know, I keep my wife every night, you know, but I like off. I hear every other day. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. In removing the Palestinians from we were instrumental. That agitated them. Everything that we do, we inflame people. You know, you can't go into any country. We're only going to city because of the city, but we're going to let our troops here. You don't need to eat one troop in there enough to inflame them. I mean, don't withdraw silently. Don't withdraw over your time. A whole place. I mean, bring everyone home. They should not hear or smell anything in these states at all. And it takes some time, but after a while, what will happen? It takes over. And humans will say there will be factions within those groups that disagree. They will be each other. What's all these groups together? That, by the way, and you know this. There's dozens all disagreeing, religions, and even the same religions within a religion, they disagree, and the only thing they have in common is hatred, including the United States. All you do is remove the United States out, and all of a sudden the differences become magnified. They become preoccupied. No, this is my piece of the pie, whatever this may be, they'll fight us. They'll kill each other. I want every single base, every base closed. I want a soldier, anyone in the United States, a soldier defending the United States on U.S. grounds.
I mean, look, I agree with you. I think way too many trips, and you and I discussed this, I certainly agree with you. The large number of conventional horses that we have now, particularly in the Middle East, I do believe in the vast majority of them. I agree with that premise. The problem that you have is bring the special operations community to withdraw the intelligence capabilities. The problem you have is a lot of these countries don't have the capability to take on the Islamic State in particular, because in Yemen, the Arabian Peninsula, which is a whole different objective. But so I agree with you, we send in, and the more troops we keep, are making the problem worse. I agree with you. Go back. What I agree with is that we have to still go after the Islamic State. We have to go after it, because in Yemen, if you let them go, like what we saw with Al-Qaeda, it's just a matter of when I'm in Hijo. I mean, I just fundamentally believe in negotiating a way out of it. But keep some of the forces, particularly our drone operators, our operators, going after. We have to use other elements. You know, we rely on our military way too much. Everywhere. We need the internet. We have to fight the technology of the Islamic Arabian Peninsula over the internet. In the heart of my mind, I agree with you. I think it would be a right to pull everything out. I disagree with you.
What about our Constitution? Because it makes no provision for us to fight foreign wars. The Constitution makes no provision for us to crop up any particular region. Our Constitution for the safety of the my contention is whether you have 1,000 troops there or troops. Once you have troops there, my people, all they want to do is money. And as far as, first of all, we have to be there. We are bankrupt. We are, the total debt is, if you fund a debt, $153,000 that we cannot sending more troops over there. I'm saying, well, I mean, you know, my wife going shopping. I can't get it anymore. You know, how do you do this? It's not possible. What the government is doing, it's with the fail. And we're not going to fail the Islamic corruption that's happening now in the Middle East, because they're bankrupt. Irregardless of what these guys do, they'll go bankrupt. Worthless, and then what? We're going to, you know, what are we going to do? Bring the ships out to bankrupt country? To me, this makes no sense. I'm this man. This makes no sense. It's like going out with a girl. She asks for you. I'm happy. You know, it doesn't make any sense. And keep 300 troops, 3,000. Make a difference. You're half pregnant.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I would tell you what I have said to individuals and in some ways, if there was a way, okay, that we could, you know, for example, significantly our airports, our screening could be near 100%, we could detect people. If we had close relationships with the intelligence community and those, which we do, quite frankly, they're actually pretty good. If you and I could guarantee the American people that they're not going to come over here or is going to be inspired over the internet, I'm with you. I agree with you.
We're giving reasons to come over. If I know it takes time, it takes a hell of a time to curve. If we reach every base down, buildings, get money to operate it, and get home and just call everything, like I'm not, you know, situations. We are totally removed from them whatsoever. It would take time, but over time, people are not going to say, well, you know, remember this country used to be here 25 years ago. We go over there and bomb. We know that. They didn't have immediate problems, and their immediate problems are going to be that close to home.
Yeah.
It may be the group that they belong to, that has a different faction, that has a different theology, that has a different direction. tomorrow, they will be so clingy, they won't even know from the United States. For example, how long have we been in that? 16 years?
Yeah, too long.
Or something like that. I mean, I ask a question. I mean, how long do you fight out of the war until you start winning? I mean, at what do you say, we're doing this, you know? We're not doing anything that makes sense whatsoever. You know, when a war, when a couple of months out, we've been doing this in 20 years, and we've been doing this in over there who come back and commit suicide. The regiment they became up in.
Yeah, look, again, I mean, I think you're making wonderful points, Joe. I really do. I mean, like you're saying, but you have to look at what's happening. If you think about this, we talked about, I'll make one more point. We weren't at Japan on 9/10. We weren't there. We weren't, we had no troops there. We hit in New York, Washington, Maine, and of our citizens over Pennsylvania. They came after us. We look what happened when we left Iraq. When President Obama said, we're going to have Iraq. This is our forces left Iraq. What did you start to have? An insurgent Al-Qaeda, which eventually became ISIS. So we should have been in the first place. We should not have been there. The problem is that when you pull everything back, going back to where we learned about 15, 20 minutes ago, you pull everything back, the countries don't have the ability to prevent that state from spreading. So the problem is that if you give them a sense of space and a freedom to maneuver the planet and operate, in my judgment, it's a matter of time before somebody hits the United States. But you're right. We have to do something.
I get so frustrated because if you look at Iraq, Iraq had a duly elected leader in that country, but we had to declare him and put in Saddam Hussein, our man, and we started a war with Iran. We started a war just about every male of the 16 was on both sides. We said that. And that those people don't forget that. They need to forget. They need to forget. What's that? Now, will they still attempt to attack us and do things? Absolutely. But after I want to say, U.S., what? I want them to do. I don't want to have anything to do. I don't want to go on vacation. Now, if they want free trade with me, I'm all in, you know? And I said, that's what we should be doing. But we're doing everything that we keep on deposing. We're the same as Syria. The people who are duly elected because they're not our guy, who we say, and then what we're doing along the Russian border. We have nuclear missiles on the Russian border. Could you imagine if Russia put nuclear in Mexico? World War IX. I mean, we'll forget about World War III. We'll go directly to that. So I'm saying that we keep on saying that we got to do this. No, pull out of it because we're bankrupt. What's going to happen? Bankrupt. You know, it's going to happen. The same thing that happens to Russian troops. You have the storms for food. That's exactly where we're going. And most of this, what gives us the idea? We'll do is persist. Now, if we keep having 500 troops, if they make it, not counting. We have troops there, and we deposit the elected president. They've got them there, and now they subjugate people. We can have three troops. It makes no difference whatsoever.
No, look, and remember, I think me and I are speaking to that because you're talking about troops, I'm soldiers, Marines. You know, I'm talking about specialists. What I think we should have a few, okay, attitudes in places like Syria, places like Mosul, and some other. I'm not talking about a soldier that's wearing the uniform in the camp. I'm talking about a special warrior. I'm talking about intelligence that's working with the government of that country to find and get rid of it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the truth because I agree with you better. I agree.
Yeah, I'm just saying, hold on. Sal, do you have a comment to make?
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Well, this morning, I heard that Saudi Arabia has sanctions on Qatar. And I know I live there, and that's how you pronounce it, Qatar. They said that, I mean, I found that
they're putting sanctions against because we've never heard of Saudi Arabia like that before. So it's pretty thing is the United States has a military base in Qatar. So, and we need to stay there because we're close to the action. So there's a bit of quandary.
What are we doing?
I wondered if Michael knew, you know, had more.
I mean, Qatar basically used moving our troops into and out of the physical area as well. So the you know, the food and issue weapons, those logistics that our soldiers often go through that region. Yeah, I saw that. It's really interesting, you know, what's developed over the last 24 hours with Qatar. It'll be interesting to see what the press does. You know, if we're Saudi Arabia in some aspects, and there's Qatar a state sponsor of terrorism, and we have troops there, they're going to get highly complex real fast. I'm aware of that.
Let me turn the world side on for a second. What if these foreign countries, make a difference which ones are you, take your pick, and turn your bill, I don't care. But, and they had only a few military bases here, but a few troops here keeping an eye on us. What do you think the reaction would be?
Oh, we'd
push
out in a heartbeat.
Oh, he's doing dead, I tell you. I'm Harlem. The gang in Harlem. They would be dead in 24 hours. You wouldn't find the body in the East River. You're right. So I'm just saying that good for the goose is good for the gander. Whoever came up that goose, I never know. But you're right. I understand.
I agree with you. I think, again, I'm going to give you the perspective. I'm going to tell them something. I used to think from the other side. Conducting attack in London is from places like Syria, Libya, and now the Philippines. And so, what I agree with, we do not want foreign troops. And that's again why I agree with conventional forces we have in the U.S. for a little bit. You can't, in the country, you just cannot have Islamic State sanctuary and I think that.
I think we'll continue to see a repeat of the experience in the past, and this even limited number of troops here. If we would probably see an increase in certain of instances, you know, that may will dwindle because you're not. So they don't even know who we are. They're not going to attack something that is not them. You know, we have been some place we've been financing. It's Iran. I mean, this guy, Hitler looked like a snake, no? And we propped him up. I'm so surprised that the people were some of them. You know, and the solution. Surprise. I mean, you know, if they were born in Harlem, because I was born in the rough neighborhood here. It was this organization. The story was not the name of it. I don't know. It's something like, you know. And understood the rules. They don't understand the rules of the game. They want to make the rules of the game. That's where we're going wrong, and I was right.
I couldn't agree with you more. Meddling, our impulses to constantly meddle in Middle Eastern affairs. I agree with you. Long-term consequences now. Again, you know, whether you look at Yemen, different than the problem in Syria, which is different than the problem in Iraq. But at this point in time, we're all stuck with the policies that had in place. Because I think the policies have not been right, and they've led to this. The problem that we have got now, and again, this is where for again, just slightly, is what do we do now? I mean, we'll pull ourselves completely. If you saw what happened in Iraq after we pulled out in 2000, okay, what happened? 5 years later, the Islamic State is created.
We never really pulled out of Iraq. We built an embassy there. You know, $100 a month of rent. The embassy costs over $1 billion. Not like you, but $1 billion is money. It's changing way to me, but it's a lot of money. And I'm saying like $1 billion, you know, structure. That's the embassy. You know, we're there forever. And with all the people, I would be more. I'm sorry they're so patient with us.
Yeah.
They are more patient than we be.
And I agree with you. And I heard about it because you have a population that does support. Because a lot of these Islamic State are who?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the state has killed significantly higher numbers of. Westerners, Christians, but the percentage is much higher. So there is that part of the process there. But I agree with you. Too much money, the embassy of $1 billion, all these conventional forces. But the problem is now you have to look at the problem either. I mean, we really could just do what describing and just go home. I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt, based on what was Afghanistan, what we saw Iraq after 2000, to start these attacks. Remember, we were attacked in 2015. We had the Orlando shooting, we had the San Francisco shooting, we had the incident of our going after one of the military bases. And I think we just completely go away and come back.
Let me read something. If we had all thousands of troops, which most we need in the world to have, for fuel for an aircraft carrier. $6 million a year for an aircraft carrier takes 18 to 19 times $1 billion enterprise for each one. We have 14 now. This is absolutely beyond that. That's why I won't do what we're suggesting. There's no money in it. The reason what we're doing is because the towns in Washington, the politicians are making on the military industrial complex. My good friend, you know, the military industrial complex, he was right on. After World War II, we should come back. We should have been in World War II. We should have stayed home and made our own. You know, we can go into that. I do hope that you dedicate one of your book to me.
I will. Okay. I have the second book. I'm going to
dedicate
one to you.
You got to do that. Every book, every lunatic inside of them, make a logic.
In my mind, having just a couple of times for the last 40 minutes, however long we've been on, you have a strong economy. You do not have a strong nation. You do not have a nation without a strong economy. You're exactly right. 100%. That is the effort. But how do you spend on? And so if you pull back, which is things I agree with, you're going to save hundreds of billions. If you say, for example, the 11 carriers that we have, it's not 13. I think we're down to 11 terms being in service. And so maybe a drop over the next 10, 15 years, or you put a dry dock. You know, the money you save would be tremendous. And that would allow you to invest more in homeland security, which is what I was talking about earlier on. I mean, tell me that we're going to pull everybody out, including special operators, then okay, well, we're going to have a significantly robust defense with technology. The savings that you can take some of that and put it into home, and that goes into the economy so the market economy works.
Aircraft carriers are not offensive weapons. They're offensive weapons.
Absolutely.
And we have... I have never heard of offense. I have Department of Defense. I do nothing to defend, nothing to offend. This world is inside out, down, bankrupt, what's going to happen?
We go bankrupt. I mean, that's exactly what we're going to
do. George, sir, the port operators just say, forces going to take over.
Well,
you know, don't worry. He's sober today. So
and I think we talked about this when I was on a few weeks ago with this department. So again, I think you and I are much closer than may have come across. We can bring money into our own economy. The problem is the world has become more and more interdependent. And for example, France and in Mosul, or in the Philippines, eventually find its way in the United States. And it's that balance, looking at our economy, making our country first, a strong, robust economy, rather than spending so much money on these foreign wars. Look, who's spending?
By the way,
it's sustainable. But the problem is that you have this concept of terrorism used to be different. They would get on a plane, hijack the plane. There were certain areas of where the passengers were. Nowadays, the terrorists, they go out the entire crew. They go out the entire they're wanting to kill civilians. That's changed a little bit. Some of them just have that political component to it. Now we look at how Islam and Boko Haram, the latter, they're indiscriminate. They're trying to kill people. The whole nightclub shooting window a couple years ago.
Political
about that?
Look, my boy out here and but God will forgive me for that. But the thing is, these people who do that, many of them have lost children, brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, grandfathers, because of some attack that linked to the West or to some country, they die. They don't care if the world and 400 people die. They don't care. I can understand how they think. We have psychiatrists in this stupid country that's the world, because half the people here are not. There's no psychiatrist saying, hey, the reason why they're doing this is we don't at all, and I don't understand this. I don't understand psychology all overseas. I'm just so frustrated with the damn thing.
Yeah, I too, Joe. I mean, I am in the middle of other people and in your audience who are frustrated and just as confused. The bottom line is that the terrorists that we've mentioned briefly have different objectives, they have different agendas, they have different organizations, they have different. A lot of people for Al-Qaeda Arabian Peninsula and Yemen are fighting for Yemen. They're fighting for Ish in Yemen. We had about 20 minutes ago. That was absolutely correct. These fighters, which I dropped off, coming into Syria and parts of Iraq, who are coming in to fight, it's those individuals that I think that mindset of I've got them to lose. If you look at a lot of fighters right now, they're criminals. They have criminal backgrounds. And if you look at what's happened, for example, London or Iraq, if you look at what happened in Belgium and in France, the difference, though, is that they're hungry. And terrorists, if you look at it, I'm not disagreeing with it, they have a family that they lost, in Syria. They have no killed by Americans. These are just people that got inundated ideology over the internet over the last years,
I think New Zealand is having this problem.
They're all having a problem. I
haven't heard of them going to do this. Did we lose the business? Okay, we're back again?
Yeah. Remember, they were in the film just recently. And so they're trying to expand. And so, and they're not more like they used they're certainly trying to expand.
New Zealand, because New Zealand is modern, and we should be able to be smarter than we are. But I don't trust our government wants to see this ramp up, not cool down, because the cool is up in Washington. It won't get any money. They don't give it to Americans. They want Americans to die, because when Americans die, they say, what happened? We have to spend more of the money that you make so I can make more money. I mean, they are. My uncle belonged to the mafia. They had principles. He wasn't in the mafia. I believe he died about 50 years ago. You know, but they had principles. Yeah, the mafia literally had principles. You know, they just get away with somebody. They had some. At least something, you know. But I mean, just for no one, you know.
Yeah,
we have the Veterans Association. Doctors and shambles. Guys come back. They're screaming. They must chop off. What the heck are we doing with all these people coming all screwed up? That's a job.
Joe, you're exactly right. And we another subject we talked about a few weeks ago was the military industrial complex. There's no threat. We don't get money from Congress, only portion from Congress. And you're right. I mean, I think the military industrial complex. We've got to go in here. We've got to send troops there. No, we're doing that. It's because they want money. And when you do that, you stay away from other programs or incentives for a free market economy. You're right. The military industrial complex, there's a lot of people that have these agendas. And you're exactly right. Some of these think tanks, these private companies, these corporations, they don't care. I agree with you. I am with you on that 100%. It's loaded. It is stupid. It needs to be. It needs to be completely. But yeah, too many players in that industry.
Well, you know, Trump was sort of anti-war. You know, he no foreign. He used to tweet all this stuff. To office, he becomes a war hawk. I mean, what happened to this guy? Did he like someone give him an injection of insulin or something?
You know, you can see it. You can see it now. We've got a third aircraft carrier speaking that's now heading into the Korean Peninsula. I mean, you've got
Korea's really crazy. I couldn't sleep because I'm afraid Korea is in my backyard, you know?
And talk about this. I mean, look, you know, it's the problem with the United States or some people is we think we can solve a problem by throwing our weight around military forces. That is a significant problem. It doesn't matter. Republicans, Republicans, it
makes no
difference. I mean, the point is that when we have a problem, the first thing that we do is say, we're going to the military forces because they're going to don't think about negotiation. Don't think about economic incentives.
But there's no money. You have a guy get on the phone and say, let's talk over. Of course, nothing at all. You've got to be the first. I should be fired. You make a telephone call before you do that, right? But boy, there's a lot of money when you say aircraft carriers. They should go within the best restaurants, the finest hotels, the finest homes, the finest office buildings. Name it. You go one block out of the boat, you find Germany. What the hell are you doing? You're a terror industrial complex. You know, we're out of time now, but let me end it by saying, other than that, I have absolute opinion.
So, this is great. I tell you, I like your opinion. How about that?
I'll give you the last minute of the show.
This has been a great discussion. Hopefully, you're sat back, listen, bottom things. You know, unfortunately, in today's world, it's so complex. Some of the easy solutions are the easy solutions, but in some cases, I think it's a lot more complex than we like to think. But it's an honor talking with you. I'm glad to get a chance to come back here and talk to you and have a slight spirited debate on operations. But more. I hope your audience enjoys it.
Thank you so much. I'd like to end with a comment. My mother used to tell my father about all the problems in Europe. My father came in, you know, he came here from England and didn't speak English and nothing. He worked, you know, worked in the factory, the Emirates came, and he built his own business and was successful. And he was playing up this year. And my mother would turn around to him every single time these words. Every time I say them, I can hear him. She would say, Victor, if people would only sing and mind their own business, the world would be a better. My wife, my mother was a very woman. She was a house. She didn't know how to drive a car in her life. She always took care of family. She was an absolute angel. And the world should take my mother's words.
Absolutely. And if we swing further in that pendulum, I agree with you.
I hope you will accept the vision to read. We can sight each other again, okay?
Well, that's great. I hope you had a good time.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with
thank
us.
You thank you so much, Jared, and the staff as well.
Thanks so much. Folks, this is today's broadcast. We'd like to thank our sponsors for the financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening. You can further the cause of recommending this program to your friends. Let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytoday.com. Remember, as my wife would say, you're either allowed to be taken away or you're striving to take them. Unfortunately, there's no middle ground. Remember, go to our Facebook, you know, and go to libertytoday.com, subscribe to our reminder service.